Welcome to the Best Damn Podcast, brought to you from I&I Music and Podcast Studios in downtown Boulder City. This is your host, Jill Lagan, CEO of the Boulder City Chamber of Commerce. In each episode, we will highlight what makes Boulder City, home of the Hoover Dam, the ideal place to operate your small business, explore world-class tourism attractions, and discover why we are the perfect place to live and unwind. Teresa Roland, very nice to meet you, get to visit with you, and have you on the show today. Thank you for being here. She is a mitigation manager with ServPro of Henderson and Southwest Boulder City. We sure appreciate you, and I can tell you that the relationship that we have with ServPro has been such a positive one. They are a great investor in Boulder City, and we're so glad to have your services and glad to visit with you a little bit more today.
Well, thank you for having me. Super excited to do this and happy to get our name out there and hopefully be able to bring our company into other areas as well. It's been a pleasure working with Boulder City.
Well, thank you. And so let's talk a little bit about, tell me a little bit about what you do. So a mitigation manager, you're educating the individuals that are working there, but maybe share what you do and then share a little bit more about the big picture of what ServPro does.
Okay, so as far as mitigation manager, I have quite a few other branches in different states and different cities underneath me. So I make sure that those area managers, is what we refer to them, are completely trained and up to date on the ICRC guidelines for our customers, making sure that they're following protocols, doing things the correct way to make sure that we are being customer obsessed and fully delivering what we need to our customers in their time of need.
Yes, because unfortunately, this is not the greatest time in someone's life when you are there on site with them. And whether it's just a simple flood or it's an absolute fire and it's devastation, you know, I'm so glad that those services are there and that you guys do service Boulder City. But I would imagine that most people probably aren't even fully aware of everything that you guys do. And so I would love for them to know that before the need happens so they know who to call. And so what exactly does ServPro do? What kind of services do you offer?
Oh, a whole slew of fun stuff. We do water restoration, mold remediation, fire damages, reconstruction, trauma cleanup, general cleaning, HVAC. If you need just cleaning within your home, we can come in and assist with that on a monthly, yearly basis, whichever is going to work with you. Upholstery cleaning, carpet cleaning. Pretty much everything that you can think of under restoration, mitigation, or cleaning, we are the number one go-to stop.
And so even just monthly housekeeping and cleaning, as well as I think I heard you say furniture and doing carpet cleaning as well?
Correct, yes.
Wow. I didn't know that you guys had drilled down that to that kind of detail. I thought it was all more on the emergency side, but sure sounds to me like it's also on the monthly service side.
Correct. Yes. I mean, we are definitely kind of our motto is whatever it takes so we can help our customers. So if we have one elderly customer that calls us up and is like, I just can't do this anymore. Great. Tell us what you need from us. And we will definitely be out there to help and assist and make it better for you so you can be more comfortable and worry about the high priority items that you need to and take this kind of off your list.
Oh, that's amazing. And so this is going to be kind of a weird question, but what about like handyman type services? Is that somebody you can connect them with the right people if they call?
Correct. Yes. So we do have a full-blown reconstruction side as well. So when we go to homes and say they're in the middle of a flood, we are able to give people like plumbers, electricians, things along those lines that we have that we currently work with as a referral to get the source of the water stopped or your water heater replaced and not be pretty much price gouged by some other people as well. We only use people that we vet and are honest and true in their business.
Oh, I love that. Because I don't think you really think about all the ins and outs, but if you've got a flood, you then need to worry about, okay, are my electrical outlets okay? Has the water soaked up the wall? Is it causing problems with those outlets? There's just so many safety factors that I don't think people realize the extent to which even just, we just recently personally had a leak and thankfully caught it before it caused any major damage. But I started looking at it thinking, okay, crud, you know, I didn't even realize how many wires and things that I had in that area that from now on, I will no longer be putting it back there. But, you know, there's just so many things that people don't think about. And like you said, here in Boulder City, such a large population of retirees and older individuals, and they may not have the ability to get down there and take care of those things. So having you has got to be such a blessing to them.
I would definitely think so and hope so. We get a lot of wonderful feedback from that, you know, those type of community members that we do assist. Really haven't had a bad run-in with any of them. Usually by the time we leave on our first visit, they're crying because they're happy.
Not so grateful. Mad.
But yeah, and we're really, really blessed to be able to be in that situation to help them.
That's awesome. And so you guys service residential, commercial. I can imagine you can handle just about anything in any location.
Correct. Yes. We are also a large loss and storm. So we attend to a lot of the casino floods, a lot of the casino fires. We've been in Florida helping with a lot of the hurricanes that hit down there. We are versed. We will go anywhere we need to over the U.S. to be able to help out and really make a difference in people's lives.
Well, that's wonderful. Here in the desert, thankfully, we're not dealing with too many of those natural disasters, but I'm very grateful to know that there's a professional team that's out there to manage this. And so what is, obviously, you know, we know your customer is going to be anybody residential or business-wise, but what is your favorite part of managing this position? It sounds like you do a lot of training. I would imagine educating people has got to be very satisfying for you, but is there some part of the job that you think is your favorite?
Yeah, for me, it's going into each location, sitting down, really getting to meet the team members, the people behind the scenes. We hear about what SERPRO can do and how it's done, but really getting to meet those team members that are investing their time, you know, their passion for the work as well, and making sure that I know I can be a big part in getting them jobs and bringing in the work. So then I know and can walk away knowing that they've got food on their table, their kids are taken care of, their bills are paid. So as much as the customers, and I totally love my customers, but I really, really love my guys that have the boots on the ground and have a ton load of respect for them. So anything I can do to help them be better for our customer base or even in their own personal lives, I definitely take a huge pride in.
Oh, that's great. So glad to know that someone's got passion for the employee too. So thank you for that. Have you ever had an aha moment in this industry that you're in?
Quite a few. There's a whole lot that stick out, but one, and especially when it comes down to fire restoration, when people go through this huge traumatic experience of having a fire, they either lose almost everything or think they've lost everything. It's really nice to be able to come in, walk into their homes, hear what their memorabilia is, their most cherished items, be able to pull them out, clean them, get them back to pre-loss condition, watch them go through this whole building phase because we do assist with the removal of the damaged materials. We then go in and put the whole house back together. So when them and their families walk back in, it is just like it never even happened. It's a whole new beginning for them. We played a massive position in being able to get them back to a whole comfortable life with their family while they're going through this massive traumatic issue.
I am glad to know that there's someone that does that. I have a yucky question. So you had talked about a traumatic experience or cleanup.
Yeah.
I would imagine that suicide, unfortunately, is something that you guys have had to be exposed to. But you guys have the ability to mitigate that and to get that kind of a situation cleaned up?
Correct. Yes, we're actually called a lot to come out and help with the deodorization, the removal of the materials, the rebuild to be able to get it back once something does happen like this. Of course, it's not one of those fun stories. It's not something that people really like to talk about or address. So I appreciate you bringing that up. But we are the go-to team to be able to come in and kind of get that worry and past behind the customer that has a family member or a friend that had to go through this type of situation.
It is devastating. And I have a family friend that we went through it with her. And I had no idea what they were going to do because there was no possible way that we as friends could manage that. And we were very grateful. And at the time, it was actually a Metro officer that shared the information and we were able to have SERPRO. And this was actually over in Vegas, go to that home. And so I was very grateful for their services. But Yes, I don't think many people realize that, you know, that's something that they need to be aware of. And so glad that there is somebody that's out there doing that kind of work.
Yeah, they definitely don't have to do it on their own. That's what we are here for. As soon as we arrive on site, we will kind of take over just so you don't have to. There's so many other things that that person should be worrying about. This is not one of them.
Remove
that
burden.
So we take care of that.
Yeah, thank you for removing that burden from them. So some of the things that you and I had talked about before we got on air, I didn't think about sprinklers. So overhead sprinklers that are in some of the commercial units, if those pipes burst, I can imagine that's an absolute nightmare in the ceiling. And then, of course, also on the floors and walls and damage to some of the components. I mean, I can only imagine what a mess that must be.
It definitely is. But, you know, we are here to help with that. We also can help with the contents, making sure we're either getting them dried out, blocked up, saving as much as we can to that property. So it's not always just about the ceilings, the walls, the carpet, the flooring. It's also about people's belongings. We want to make sure that we are in full force, not only extracting water and doing what we need to for the structural component, but also helping take care of those contents. Because we do know, like, you have worked really, really hard to get where you are in the items that you have purchased. And regardless if it's a $3 little trinket or it's a $100,000 piece of equipment, we want to make sure that we're there to take care of that and hopefully be able to bring it back to pre-loss condition so you do not have to lose it.
So what about on the historic preservation side? So if you're dealing with a historic building or historic materials within the building, do you have specialists that can kind of help on that too?
We sure do. We actually deal with a lot of historical buildings and we have to be very, very careful on how we handle them. But if we have like photos, documents, we are able to do document drying and preservation as well as photo drying and photo preservation. We have massive amount of specialists. We do ship them out and they do come back to us, but they are the best and well-educated people to be able to take care of them. That's not something that I would put to my team. Not that they're not capable, but
no,
we want to take care of these in the best, you know, way possible for
well,
you.
Well, I love that. I had never even thought about that till you and I were sitting here. So glad to know that that is the situation and that you have that expertise. So here's kind of a funny one. So I have a family member, and I won't say her name because everybody that might be listening will probably know who she is. She'll be mortified that I'm even sharing this, but they had a skunk get into their home. And my other family member decided he would eliminate this issue by smashing it and bashing it with a shovel. Oh. And so this mess was all over their house. And that was taking place in their computer room / office area. And I felt so bad for her because this was an ongoing nightmare for a long time. But is that something that you have experience in?
Yeah, we definitely could have come out and assist with the odor control, sealing any components. If we had to remove any materials, we definitely could assist with that.
But, well, I should have recommended that. This has been years ago, but it's kind of one of our funny family stories. And so we laugh and we tease her about it quite often. And we also share that over and over again. She'll die if she knows that I was talking about it. But anyway, well, glad to know that you offer even that service. So see, you guys are like full service.
We are. We even handle like if the police need to come in because of an intruder and put like the tear gas canisters through the homes, we clean that up
Ew.
As well. So, I mean, just a whole slew and a range of things we are able to do.
Wow. I never thought about that, but goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully I never have that in my home. That would be horrible.
It would be. Yes. It's a lot of work.
I have Metro people in my home all the time, but that's they're retired now. So it's all good. All right. So I want to know a little bit more about Teresa Roland. So share a little bit about yourself. What was your first job?
Oh, boy. My very, very first job ever was actually a water damage. I started as a laborer in the company just from a competitive labor company. And I went to this water damage, and it was for an elderly couple, and started it from start to finish. So the whole process. And at the end of that job, I told myself, they're going to hire me. Like, I'm going to work here. I need to have this in my life. And sure enough, I just kept showing up, and he kept saying, I don't know why you're here. And I said, well, because you can hire me. And about 2 months later, he's finally like, I'm putting you on payroll. And ever since, for 16 years, this is what I've been doing and all I know, like, it's my
life. the fact that you want to not only help the employer by providing such a great service and doing such great work, but also knowing that you see satisfaction in helping that individual who is in those dire circumstances.
Yeah, it's 100% fully rewarding for myself as well. And that's the kind of career path I want to be on and stay on.
So what's something people may not know about Teresa?
I am usually pretty shy. I don't get out a lot. I go to work because work is my passion in my life. And I pretty much come home and I seem very, very personable at work, but rather than that, I usually am not.
Well, you're doing a great job of faking it till you make it because you're very personable. So thank you so much. And so I kind of joked before we got on air as well that I think I'm related to your husband in some way, shape, or form. I'm having a maiden name of Roland, so make sure you tell him that his cousin said hi.
I sure will.
And so one of my favorite questions to ask people, because we really get to know them a little bit better, is what book are you reading right now?
Well, quite a few, but my favorite is actually called 10X. And it's an amazing book for any small business owner out there. It definitely changed my look and the way I handle my training, my crews, getting everything out there. Everybody has heard of like just be, you know, 1X or 2X or 4X, but this is thinking and going above that. Don't just stop and limit yourself to the normal. Go above, go beyond, go harder, go faster. You know, really getting that out there, but still pay attention to the really small details because they still really mean a lot. It's a very, very inspirational book when it comes to businesses, building them and the mindset behind them.
Oh, I love that. And you are right. Details do matter, right? Mm-hmm.
They definitely do.
Very good. And you said that the author of that is Grant Cardone.
Correct. Yes.
I'm going to check that one out. So,
and give me any feedback. And let me know how you feel.
Well, thank you for sharing that. I do find listening to what other people are reading in leadership books. We have a business club, business book club here in Boulder. And so you're more than welcome. It has a lot of fun individuals that are attending. But I love sitting there and hearing how other people interpret the same thing that we're reading or listening to and having them share how they're going to apply it in their lives. You're like, oh, man, I didn't even think to do it that way. But yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I love that. That is so engaging to me to have to build a relationship with individuals because of how they read, what they read, and how they apply.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely great. I actually want to step beyond. And inside this book, there's all these wonderful quotes and positive aspirations. And I actually got them printed in vinyl and hung them all over my office. So all of my team members can be in their face every day and it's like, act with urgency, get up and just go do it, fix the problem. Like, it's amazing. So definitely a great read.
Wow. I definitely want to read a book that has impacted somebody like that. Well, very good. Thanks for sharing. And so Teresa, if people need ServPro, how do they contact you or how do they get a hold of the company or where can they learn more?
Well, we do have an amazing Google page, of course. ServPro of Henderson Southwest Boulder City is our Google page. They can definitely reach out to me by phone at 702-564-8508. They can go just ServPro, Google ServPro, and, you know, look for their location, put in your zip code, and it'll pop you right over to us as well. There's multiple different avenues and ways to get a hold of us.
Thank you. We'll also make sure that all that information is in the show notes. So if they want to click on that, they can learn more. And so my suggestion is just look for that green truck, orange writing. And so you definitely know you guys are very well branded. So good job there.
Yes, we definitely are.
Thank you so much for being a great investor in Boulder City. We sure appreciate you. And it's been fun getting to know you personally. And I look forward to many years in the future.
Well, thank you. I definitely appreciate this experience as well, and you've been amazing and adorable.
Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, too.
This episode of the Best Damn Podcast has been a production of the Boulder City Chamber of Commerce, brought to you from I&I Music and Podcast Studios. Please check out all the links and social media handles on our website as well at bouldercitychamber.com. You can find the Best Damn Podcast on all your favorite podcast directories. Like us and share on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Until next time, discover, explore, and unwind in Boulder City.